although we have a rather dim picture at this time, we can see Jim Lovell working in the tunnel area. Lovell has removed the hatch cover, inspected the docking latches, and reported that everything was in order in the tunnel. He should be shortly attaching the umbilical to the lunar module, which will provide power to the heaters and some of the critical LEM guidance equipment, and then reinstalling the tunnel hatch.
Houston, for your information, the S-4B vent is proceeding on schedule.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, Joe, it's concurrent with all the thousands of particles I see going by outside here.
Yeah, I guess I didn't need to tell you. Looks like Jim is connecting the umbilical at this time, is that right?
Yeah, that's firm, Joe. Do you have any detail up in there at all on the monitor? It looks like I can make out the probe and drogue a little bit, but not much else.
We can see the probe pretty well, and we can see his hands quite well there.
Roger. the left side, Jim.
Okay, Fred, real good.
This television transmission has been going on now for about 40 minutes, and during that period of time, the spacecraft has covered more than 5,000 miles. We currently show an altitude of 10,481 nautical miles.
You making that picture out there, Joe?
Yeah, is that the world? Okay, Fred, that's a pretty nice looking picture. I'd like to know what settings you used to get that.
Okay, I think Jim's holding it now, and he should be in about F-22 infinity, and I think the 50 millimeter. And Jim says he thinks he has Baja in the picture now.
Okay, I think we could stand to go to F-44 on that. Clouds are pretty bright.
Okay, we're going to have to press on here, Joe, so we're back inside.
Okay, thanks a lot.